I think we should get out much sooner. I think we should have gotten out a long time ago. People forget that the reason why we went to Afghanistan in the first place was to remove the Taliban government and to expel al-Qaeda from Afghanistan. We accomplished both of those things a long time ago. 2 months after 9/11, we had already overthrown the Taliban government. 3 months afterward, we had expelled al-Qaeda from Afghanistan. And both the president of Afghanistan and our own military commander in that region agree that al-Qaeda has left. We accomplished those things with only 1,000, actually fewer than 1,000 Special Forces U.S. troops. And now we're occupying the country with 100,000 regular troops. It doesn't make us safer. It doesn't accomplish any military purpose that I can think of. And it's an enormous drain on our economy at a time when we simply can't afford it. We need to bring those troops home as quickly as we feasibly can and make them safe and us safe in the process.
What do you think you can do as a lone congressman to ensure that we withdraw as quickly as possible and on the time deadline that Obama has set for us?
Well, again, I think we should be withdrawing much sooner than that. It took us, as I said before, only 2 months to overthrow that government. It took us 3 weeks, in the case of Iraq, to occupy the entire country against the fourth largest army fighting on its own territory in the world at that point. And I don't understand why it would take us years and years and years to withdraw from either Iraq or Afghanistan and spend so much money and lose so much blood, American blood and foreign blood, in the process. So I think that we should move quickly to get out of both countries, and I think the president should change his mind. If not, I think the public should change its mind. And I see more and more that the public is simply fed up with these foreign adventures that do nothing to make us any safer. If the war in Afghanistan's funding comes up on a single vote, I will vote against it. I voted against funding the war earlier in the year, and I certainly haven't changed my mind. I think that we have to think about not so much what's good for the Kurds and the Shiites and the Sunnis. We have to think about what's good for America.
Are you in favor of a war tax?
No. I think that the American people have suffered enough economically recently, and I don't think that a war tax would make our economy any stronger. I think it would make us weaker. When we have the war, and the war costs what it's cost, in the case of Iraq, $3 trillion, that's $10,000 for every man, woman, and child in this country, those costs are real, and it doesn't matter in the end whether we pay for those costs by borrowing the money or by taxing the money. Either way, we're doing enormous damage to our economy. We simply can't afford both guns and butter. And it's time for a change. We concentrated on the butter.
For WMNF, this is Virginia Hoffman reporting from Sarasota.